Letters to the Lord's Little Flock. I Know My Sheep. December 1, 2010. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For a sister in Christ, and for all those who have ears to hear. Regarding this quote from the letters. Therefore I am coming quickly, and will take from among you, those who are ready, those who have treated others, as they would be treated, and done to others, as they would do unto me. Yes. All those in whom I see of myself, shall be snatched away. A sister in Christ said. When I read things like this, my stomach goes in knots. I can't do these things. I try to do unto others as I do unto the Lord, but it has become a burden to me. I can't do it. So if I can't do it, why would God leave me behind, for not being able to? Thus says the Lord. Beloved daughter. How is it you have come this far, and now endeavor to paint me as the one who is to blame for your unwillingness, as the author of your sins, like those in the churches of men? I am not that Jesus, nor is there one in all the earth who is like me. There are none like me, beloved, nor has there ever been one whose love surpasses understanding, a love without end. For I had paid the ransom from the beginning. A dowry the likes of which has never been seen. A bride price from the God of heaven. Beloved, I stretched out my hands for you. I bore the weight of your sins. I carried your burdens. Therefore is my grace sufficient for you. Yet you must choose to stand up and walk in me, relying on my strength in your times of weakness, by which my strength and your trust is made perfect. Have I not said? In obedience is your love made perfect. And who you choose, not what you choose, is the answer. And when you have chosen me, is it not also your reasonable service to walk in me? Therefore again I say, choose. For I am the only way, the only truth, the only life, says the Lord.